This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So today my mom, as every day, alhamdulillah, she sent me one of her WhatsApp forwarded messages. I'm sure you all know those that everybody forwards to everybody. But today specifically had this part of an ayah that was just so beautiful. And I'm sure you read it many times just like myself. And what the ayah says, it's a part of an ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he's telling him what? فَسَيَكْفِيكِهِمُ اللَّهُ Basically meaning what? I don't think I could really do it justice if I try to translate it, but I'll try my best. Basically, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling Sayyidina Muhammad what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to suffice you or protect you. He's going to do the, you know, the kifaya or the ghina, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient. And I'm thinking to myself, imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, I, the creator of the heavens and the earth, will suffice you. I mean, what else can we want more than that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one sufficing you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it so many times in the Quran, وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا, and sufficient is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as one to rely on. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَلِيًّا وَنَصِيرًا, and sufficient is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as an ally and as the one who grants you victory. أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافٍ عِبَادِهِ, isn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like enough to suffice his worshippers? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you this. It's such a beautiful, I don't know how to like translate it. Maybe when I say it in English, it doesn't give the same meaning as Arabic, but it's such a beautiful and it's such a calming feeling. It gives you the security that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is the one who's going to suffice you, right? Such a beautiful meaning. Now, if you're down, if you're depressed, if you're oppressed, I mean to like make them rhyme, but whether either or if you're feeling lonely, or if you have a lot of people around you and you still feel alone, think to yourself, أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافٍ عِبَادِهِ, isn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enough for us? Isn't He sufficient for us? Such a beautiful meaning. And I'm trying to say this because Ramadan inshallah khalas is in what, less than 10 days? And a lot of us, we kind of like try to finish the one khatma and two khatmas and I don't know how many khatmas. And that's all beautiful, the thawab of reciting the Quran. But what's more important is to contemplate and digest and think, how does this relate to me? How can I better myself when I read to this? You know, when you hear something about heaven, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be part of that, those people. Or about hell, seek refuge from that. Ask yourself and kind of basically like apply every single ayah as you're going, as much as possible to yourself. That's how the sahaba was. They ya'rudu nafsum, like they exposed themselves to each ayah, seeing, do I fall in this category or do I not fall in this category? Allah protect me from this. Ramadan is coming, and try to take the ayahs to heart, contemplate and act upon in every little aspect of your life, in every dealing, in everything, the Quran. How does this relate to me? And again, if you're feeling that emptiness or that loneliness, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to what? To suffice your physical needs, to suffice your emotional needs, to suffice you in every way. And remember how Allah is asking you, أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافٍ عِبَادِهِ. Subhanak ya Rabb. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.